It is a Monday. It is the 25th of July, and it is time for the Gump File. Why do we do it? Stupid is, stupid us, stupid people. A man was arrested, charged with DUI, after deputies say he wrecked his moped while driving it to his mom's house. Authorities found Andrew Anderson, 35, lying against a tree with pieces of the crashed moped strewn across the road. Anderson told authorities that, well, he only made it about 150 feet before he wrecked the vehicle. Reports said Anderson told authorities he realized he couldn't make it to his mom's house after the wreck, so he crawled back to his own front yard, where police found him. He was given a series of sobriety tests, including a breathalyzer. He blew a 0.33 blood alcohol level. Goodness gracious. That's pretty drunk. Anderson, given a $1,500 bond, he was not injured in the accident. As they say, gosh, it was a good thing he was drunk when he crashed. Otherwise, he'd have really been hurt. Whew. Let's go to Florida. A man arrested on child neglect charges after allowing his girlfriend's 11-year-old daughter to drive. Oh, man. Donald Lee, 37, allowed the girl to drive her mother's SUV with a 7-year-old in the vehicle. Well, she didn't make it too far. She crashed into a water pipe. Now, Lee told deputies he decided not to drive because he had consumed a glass of wine with his dinner. And, oh, he had a suspended license. Girl told deputies Lee was teaching her how to drive. Lee went on, "You're going to make me lose my job." Told deputies, "Why don't you arrest a rapist or a murderer instead of me?" He went on to say, "You are an illiterate Southerner. You don't know anything. You only have a high school diploma. And you are dumb." Leet was charged with 2 counts of child neglect, released after posting a $4,000 bail. Yeah, that's making points with the officers. You're dumb. Ooh. Ooh. Finally, a man crashed his van into 6 cars at a New Hampshire car dealership because the dealer refused to take back his lemon vehicle. David Cross was charged with 6 felony counts of criminal mischief. He and his wife purchased the van Monday at a used car superstore, then soon discovered the vehicle had major problems, including a broken odometer. Cross's mechanic said he ought to take it back. Well, they did, but the dealership said, "Sorry, you are stuck with it." Well, not to be outdone, Cross said he took the van back to the dealership just before midnight on Monday, drove it into 6 cars. He said, "I hit the first $25,000 car I could see. I didn't hit a car under 20 grand. Then he says, "I moved the van they wouldn't come down on the price for. I moved it with the lemon they sold me. I just held it to the floor until it wouldn't move anymore." Honest, though, he then flagged down a cop and told him what he did. But now he's getting all kinds of public support. They're even making T-shirts and selling them for his defense fund. Wow-wee. Whew. That's showing him. I returned the van, officer, shortly after... Oh, midnight. Go figure. 21 minutes now after 3. Chuck Hall with you. There's your Gump File on this Monday, July 25th. KORD.